Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry.
Welcome back in to your little MN Sports Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. I have one thing to say to you guys, though. I have one little request. Here it is. Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. What a song. We've got lots to talk about today. We got a big show for you. We are skipping the weird story segment partially because it was a flunk last time. Terrible segment. And, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about with Kevin Love because all kinds of trade rumors circulating with him. So this segment, we're going to talk about just sports in general, the upcoming week, maybe a little California Chrome talk. Then we will just basically break down Kane Love trade options that I've found on ESPN. And then we'll do the predictors in the last segment. And currently I am up by 4 on Claire, and we do 4 every week, so she will have a chance to come all the way back if we pick opposite every time and hers all win. People now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. The Lynx won their opener. Great game for them, very exciting. I was at B-Dubs watching that one after a baseball tournament. We'll talk about that in a minute. Bad umping. But they were, we got there the third quarter, they were down 16. And you're thinking, oh shoot, is this team done? Maybe no repeat here. But they got the job done in overtime. 90-87 win over Connecticut. Lindsey Whalen scored 10 points in overtime out of the Lynx 14. And they won the basketball game. Come on, people now. Smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. So, no, very impressive for them. Well, I guess it wasn't their opener, now they're 2-0. Sorry, that was their home opener. But they did a good job. All kinds of Kevin Love rumors, like I said, we won't really get into that today. Or in this segment, excuse me, we won't get into that this segment. But we'll spend all next segment breaking down Kevin Love trade rumors. I hope you do hear the song that I sing. Listen. The Gophers softball team. Nobody really hears about them, but they have won their, I guess it's called their regional. The Minneapolis regional, and they're into the super regional now. They beat Auburn. Well, they lost in the first game 3-4. But since it's a double elimination thing, that was the Gophers' first loss. Went into the bottom. And then they beat Auburn, who had already lost. Advancing Minnesota, they lost 4-3 in 8 innings. Softball plays 7. And then won 8-6. So, that's good. Cool for them. Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. I said, come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Yeah, last week's show was a bit of a flunk, but, you know, we'll get there. We're trying to figure this out as we go here. We've got some different musical acts, so you know Simon and Garfunkel today. But let's dive right in. Actually, I want to talk about my baseball tournament this weekend. We had a baseball tourney in Albert Lea, and on Saturday we played 3 games in pool play, and then Sunday would have been the semifinals and championship. And we won our first game 16-10, terrible baseball game. Nobody was, just walk after walk, it was just bad baseball. Our second game, our pitchers figured it out, partly because I came in to pitch in the second game, and we won, I think, 11-1. And then our third game we won maybe 16-2. So we won easily on that first day. Then we hit the semifinal on Sunday. We're very confident. We had a great day that first day. And Fairmont got five in the first inning. We play seven innings. Fairmont got five in the first, one in the second. And at the end of three, I think it was 8-1. So we started pecking away. You know, we got two back in the fourth and then another in the fifth. And then in the sixth, we were able to get back to 8-7 with a two-run homer. One of our guys who bats like seventh or eighth just absolutely crushed it. We're playing nine-man ball for the first time, for me at least. Other kids have played it before, but it's a new experience for me. But he's hitting seventh or eighth in the lineup, and boom, all of a sudden there it goes. So we're thinking we're back in this, and then next inning nothing, and then in the seventh they got three or four. And we had a threat. I was on third. We had a guy on second. We had the bases loaded, actually. Down three with a chance to maybe tie it, and one of our guys ripped it into the gap, and some kid made an outstanding play out there, saving probably the game because we had some of our better hitters coming up after. You know, we had our lineup is strong. One through seven, at least, can all hit the ball. I hit second all weekend and did pretty well. I was happy with it. But enough about that. The Twins are at 500. They're playing well. They're playing well. They've won their last three series. There's Seattle and Detroit, and they're doing well. I'm pleased with how they're playing. Brian Dozier's playing great at second base. He's hitting homers. You know, but that's okay. You know, if they can finish 500 this year, I would be ecstatic with that. They've been 90 plus losses every year, 99 a couple of times. So I know I would be extremely happy if we were able to get back to 500 and then maybe, you know, maybe sneak into the playoffs next year, maybe make a deal at the deadline this year if we're still doing well. You never know. Chicago beat LA in hockey. Nobody cares. That was game one. Chicago's now up 1-0. You know, just not a whole lot of stuff going on in sports other than the K-Love talks, which we will, like I said, we'll break down. I love breaking down trades and stuff like that. There's a couple that I really like. I am impressed with the Pacers beating Miami 107-96 and taking a 1-0 lead in that best-of-seven conference final series. Oklahoma City and San Antonio is tonight, their game one. I still think it'll be the Heat and Spurs, but wouldn't it be fun if it was the Thunder and Pacers even, or somebody other than the Heat? I just want somebody else to win it. I think it'd be great if we could have an Oklahoma City or even a Indiana, you know. I feel like Kevin Durant deserves it. He's a good guy. After his MVP speech about his mom, that might have all been an act, but I don't think so. I think he's a good guy. So you know, I'm pleased with what's going on right now in sports. Track season's winding down for me. I'm not doing that. I hit PR by like 3 seconds, but that's not saying much. Yeah, not a whole lot going on. I have not taken the last train to Clarksville, though. Haven't made any reservations. Ding, ding. St. Paul Saints, they're in the first place in their division. They're 3-1. It doesn't really matter. So it's fun to go down to a Saints game. This is their last year at Midway, so you got to get down there. I encourage it. Love Midway. Before they open up a new ballpark in St. Paul. So next segment, we've got K-Love Talk, and then the third segment, The Predictors, where I will debut a phenomenal new open. You're listening to the MN Sports Podcast. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, very young, what will you leave us this time? You're only dancing on this earth.
Kevin Love probably will leave us this time. He'll probably dance his way over to Boston or Phoenix or LA or New York or Golden State. I mean, you would like him to last forever here, but you know he never will. So, I mean, there's really nothing you can do. Yeah, the goodbye will be hard. But I think that we can move on if we can get something good in these trades for Kevin Love, which is exactly what we are going to be breaking down. Yeah, what will he leave us? He might leave us some draft picks or some young talent. So what I'm going to be doing here is breaking down the trades here on Bleacher Report that are rumored. And I'll be breaking them down, saying, you know, what, you know, should we do it? What will we get for it? You know, just and I'll give it a letter grade on how good I think the trade is, whether I would like to pull the trigger on this one. Most likely, there's only going to be one or two that I would actually like to do, but none of them are really bad. So, will you carry the word of love with you? This is a sweet deep jam by Cat Stevens, Oh Very Young. So, what we've got here, we're going to start out with the Boston Celtics. And it says here, Boston gets Chase Budinger, Luke, Richard, Emba Amute, and Kevin Love. And the Wolves will get Joel Anthony, Brandon Bass, Jeff Green, Jared Sellinger, and Boston's first-round pick this year. Boston's first pick this year, it's a lottery pick. They cannot go lower than 8, and they have a strong chance of landing in the top 5. We'll know Tuesday when you actually listen to this, or don't listen to it. I suggest you don't. I don't know about this one. There's so much salary with Jeff Green, and Jared Sellinger is going to be good. He's going to be very good. The first round pick, it depends on what spot that goes to. If that can get top 5, then I say maybe you pull the trigger on this one. So I give this one a B. I'd be fine with this trade. It's just a lot of salary, but we get to dump Budinger and Emba Amute, which are just horrible contracts, which I would be fine with. This is with the New York Knicks, the next one. The Knicks get, once again, Budinger and Love. And we will get Tyson Chandler, Iman Shumpert, and New York's 2018 first-round pick. This is not good. Tyson Chandler, he has an expiring contract, and we already have Pekovic and Jang, so Chandler wouldn't stay. Shumpert, yeah, he's good, but we've got Kmart, we've got Ricky back there. Vijay Barea will be gone, but I don't know. The first round pick, it's too far out, and you know that's 4 years out. You don't know about that. Who knows? That could be the 30th pick if they win it all. We'll see. So I don't like this one. I give this one a D. This is not a good trade for the Wolves to make, and they shouldn't do that. They won't do it. I mean, for New York, this would be a great trade if they were able to pull this one off, but I don't see it happening. There's absolutely no way. Next one here with the Houston Rockets. So, in this one, Houston would get Kevin Love, and that's it. And we would get Omer Asik, Terrence Jones, Chandler Parsons, and Houston's 2015 first-round picks. That'd be next year. We don't need Omer Asik. He's a center. We already have Peck and Jang, and that could be a problem in and of itself. Maybe both starters, you know. So, we'll see. I don't think that Asik is good here. Terrence Jones and Chandler Parsons, they're good players. I like Chandler Parsons better than Terrence Jones, but Parsons hits free agency next summer. And he probably would not re-sign with the Wolves. He would just be like a rental player for us. And the Rockets would get Kevin Love. I mean, for Houston, if they could get Kevin Love, I mean, that'd be crazy. If they had Kevin Love, and Dwight Howard and James Harden, they'd be so good. But I don't see that one happening. Chicago Bulls. This one's interesting. We would get, Chicago would get King Love, excuse me. And we would get, listen to this, Mike Dunleavy, Taj Gibson, Nikola Mrotic, Chicago's 2014 first, and Charlotte's 2014 first. Those two picks would be nice, but the Timberwolves, I mean, this would be a huge salary intake for them, even though K-Love has a pretty big salary. You know, Gibson's overpaid. He's good, but he's overpaid. Dunleavy's overpaid. He's old. But the two first-round picks, if we could get both of those, that would be sweet. If we could have three first-round picks in the top 10, 15 maybe, oh, that'd be great. Taj Gibson's going to be good. He's good. He's just overpaid. Mike Dunleavy, not a big fan. Doesn't do a whole lot for me. But I don't know. It's okay. I'll give it a C. The Lakers, I guess, is our next one here. And we would get, oh, this is a terrible one. This is an F. There's no doubt. We would get Los Angeles' pick, and the Lakers would get Kevin Love. Unless the Lakers win the lottery, and we have one guy that we fall in love with up there, there's no way that we do it. Los Angeles isn't going to give up their pick if they have the top two, three. Because, you know, if they can get Wiggins or Jabari Parker or somebody up there, you know, a center, a big guy that can fill a gap for them. I don't know, Pau Gasol might be, if we could get Pau Gasol to come to Minnesota, have him and Ricky on the same team, that would be nice, but I don't know. I don't see this one happening. This one's an F. Phoenix Suns, this one I like. We get Goran Dragic, Channing Frye, Markieff Morris, Phoenix's 2014 first, and Washington's 2014 first. And Phoenix gets Chase Buttinger and Kevin Love. Buttinger's another salary dump. But it would be sweet to have Goran Dragic in the backcourt with Rubio. You know, he did a great job this year. He's played shooting guard. He was on my fantasy team, actually. He put a lot of shooting guard. Channing Frye's good. He's a Kevin Love-ish player. But he has an expiring contract. Markieff Morris can play ball. He's pretty good. I would be fine with those. And we get two draft picks with this. I mean, two first-round picks here. That would be sweet. I would be ecstatic with this. I'd give this one an A. There's no doubt. I would be super happy if we did that. And we got one more here. Golden State. This is by far the best offer. This is an A+. We get Chase Buttinger and Kevin Love, or we give them Chase Buttinger and Kevin Love, and we get Harrison Barnes, Draymond Green, David Lee, and Golden State's 2019 first-round pick. David Lee, he is like basically a Kevin Love replacement. He just gets double-doubles, and you know, that's a great guy to have there. He basically takes over for Kevin Love's spot, but he's cheaper. Harrison Barnes and Draymond Green, they're great. They're good players, role players that we can maybe start, have come off the bench, sixth, seventh guys. You know, that would be great if we could get a trade like this. This is an A+. And then a 2019 first rounder, that could be great down the line when, if David Lee is a superstar and we've re-signed him, you know. But this one would be great for Golden State too. Steph Curry, Andre Iguodala, Klay Thompson, Kevin Love, Andrew Bogut. That's the best starting five in the NBA. They'd be so good. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if something with Golden State happened. That would probably be my guess of what will happen with the trade. Kevin Love is not a country boy, but he will not be a Minnesota boy either. Wouldn't take it very good, so I'll fiddle when I can, work when I should. Thank God I'm a country boy. We've got the predictors coming up. I've got a great new open, and we'll be right back on the MN Sports Podcast.
You, who out on the road must have a code that you can live by. And so
this is by far one of the greatest supergroups of ours all time. This and maybe the Traveling Wilburys. We'll have to get some Wilburys in here. They're so good. You know, teach your children well. This is a great song. These guys blend so well together. I love how they sound when they sing together, and that's what they do.
Them on your dreams. The one they
pick. Oh. So we got the predictors coming up, you know. And don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. And know they love you. So I think that a Kevin Love trade's gonna happen within a month or two. And maybe I'll be wrong, but most likely we'll be breaking down a Kevin Love trade soon on this podcast. When we see the truth. I haven't heard this song in a long time. I don't quite remember the words, and that seems obvious, but that's okay. We'll teach your parents well. They've taught me well. They taught me great music. That's about it. But we'll give them a little credit. So we got the predictors coming up here in a minute. I am currently winning. We've got a great open. This is so good. I have made the open. We've decided that I'm going to make every open. That's what we've decided. Do, do, do. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry.
Oh,
what a song. I know they love you. So, I appreciate you listening to this, and we got the predictors coming up right now. Here is your open with Claire and me talking along. All right, so here we go. Here's the predictors open. Claire, aren't you excited?
Yeah.
I need you to speak up here. It's very hard for them to hear you, but here it goes. Be quiet. Hey, please write yourself off, Claire. It's not just in your head. You've beaten by Matt and looked down on. All right, I'm winning. Try your best. Try everything you can. And just worry what you're gonna say. When you're beaten by Matt at the predictors, it just takes some time, little girl. You're in the middle of the loss. Everything will be alright. Everything will be alright when beaten by Matt at predictors. Alright. What do you have to say about that?
For my honest opinion, I did not like it.
What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I did not like it.
Claire, what was wrong with it?
I just don't like that style of music. And
okay, no, but...
But your words sounded really funny.
What was wrong with the actual open?
Well, the words made sense, but it... I don't know.
She's making stuff up. She just wants to say that my stuff is bad. She just hates me. All right. So we got some predictions to make, Claire. You get to do it next week, okay? If you think that you can do it that much better, okay?
Okay.
All right, on Friday night, the Lynx play Tulsa. Who's going to win that game?
Lynx.
All right, Claire has the Minnesota Lynx. We will go with, on Wednesday, the Minnesota Twins are at the San Diego Padres. What's your prediction for that? Did you even know that the Padres were a real team?
No.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Will Kevin Love be traded this week from the Minnesota Timberwolves? You know who Kevin Love is, right?
Yeah, I know who Kevin Long is. I'm just thinking.
Will he be traded from the Minnesota Timberwolves to another NBA team?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Okay, she says yes. Chuck, one more up for me. And our final prediction on Wednesday. Los Angeles Kings play the Chicago Blackhawks in Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals in hockey. Claire, what's your prediction for that game?
Blackhawks.
She picks the Blackhawks. All right, so, Claire, you are currently down by 4 after 2 weeks.
Okay.
So you've got a lot of work to do. I mean, we'll see. I think that you did okay picking. I think the Lynx is a good pick. Padres, Twins, that's a toss-up. I don't think that Kevin Love will be traded, but maybe. You never know.
I don't know.
There's lots of rumors going around. And you picked Chicago to beat LA in Game 2, which very well could happen. Thank you for your time, Claire.
Yep.
All right, so Claire has picked the Lynx, the Padres, Kevin Love being traded, and the Black Paws Hawks to beat the Kings. Now it's my turn. I'm going to start out, we'll go in the same order here. I'm going to start out with the Minnesota Lynx game. They play Tulsa. Tulsa has historically been awful, and I don't know a whole lot about the WNBA, but I'm going to predict, and that's what the segment's called. It's called the Predictors. I'm going to predict that the Lynx will take down Tulsa. It's not the Hopers. I'm not hoping that they beat them. It's the Predictors. I'm actually going to predict that. So I'm going to predict the Minnesota Lynx will pull out the victory. The Minnesota Twins, San Diego Padres. I mean, the Twins, Padres, that's never going to be a great game. You never know. San Diego this year is 21-24. We're 21-21. Wow, they've played 3 more games than us. So I'm going to pick the Twins just because I like what they're doing right now. They're doing well. They're on a nice little streak here. So I'm confident, and I will predict, I will predict, it's not the Hopers again, that the Twins will win their baseball game. Kevin Love, he's not going anywhere this week. That was an unfair question for me to ask, but I would like to win this at least to make sure. So I'm going to predict that he's not getting traded. He's not going anywhere this week at least. He needs to, I mean, the draft lottery is Tuesday, tomorrow, by the time that you actually hear this, because I'm doing this on Monday, if you couldn't tell, just because I had a baseball tournament all weekend. No, he's not going anywhere this week. He's going to stay put. They'll let the playoffs finish, and then he will be out of here. And then the final game, the Los Angeles Kings at the Chicago Black Paws Hawks, because Black Hawks is racial, and it discriminates against people, and people don't like it. So I'm going to pick the Kings, because you cannot pick a team that's racist. That's just not a good thing to do. So I like the Kings. In that one, I think that they'll even up the series and then go back to LA and probably split again. And that could be a very good series going down to the wire. So Claire has picked Lynx, Padres, no trade, and Black Paws Hawks. And I have picked Lynx, Twins, or she picked trade, and I'm going to pick no trade. And I will pick the Los Angeles Kings. So I'm up by 4 currently, and we'll see what continues to happen. As this segment moves on, you never know. Maybe she'll close in. That would be crazy. I mean, I'd be out of my head if she did. If she beat me, we'd have to come up with some sort of punishment that maybe somebody could help me come up with. Sometimes I do feel like I am drunk behind the wheel. Don't worry, it's just the wheel of possibilities. See? Knew that was gonna come. And if you continue listening to this, you will learn that too. You probably already have. Well, you've wasted another half hour of your life. Maybe you've been mowing the lawn or something. I hope you have. I hope you haven't just been sitting there listening to this podcast, because that's a waste of time. I'd like to thank my sister Claire for joining us on The Predictors. She'll be making our open next week, and I'm very excited to see what she comes up with. Probably some garbage music from today. Thanks for wasting your time. I'm Matt. Bye!